Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
The great Iron Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT. And I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The tremendous Football Thursday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. Four phenomenal guests still to come on the show. Starting 20 minutes from now, pro sports bettor Joey Knish. Hit the books, college football betting show. Knish in 20 minutes. Zach Harper from The Athletic and SiriusXM NBA Radio talking hoops. In 40 minutes. Next hour on the show, Jay Croucher from NBC Sports and pro sports bettor Rob Pizzola. All our bets for tonight wrap up the show in the Power Hour final hour. And as a reminder, YouTube and Twitch, let us know your best bet for tonight's game. Steelers and Bengals in Cincinnati, a side, a total, a prop. Your best bet for Thursday Night Football. Type it in the chat. We'll put them on the screen. Bill Zimmerman will read them on the air. Speaking of Bill Zimmerman, our executive producer, he joins us now. Brian Anderson is slated to be on the show tomorrow, and we love Brian Anderson on the show. He's a friend of the show, would you say, Bill? That's fair?
I think that's fair. He's been on a few times.
Bill, can you personally guarantee that Brian Anderson will give us something that we can use for a show open, like Joe Buck, Iron Eagle, and Kevin Harlan?
Can I guarantee it? Are you asking me to put 10 toes down on it? Because, I mean, I suppose I can, but, I mean, we're going to have to check BA's mood.
Well, I'm just asking you, like, what do you think?
I think there's a good chance he'll do it. He's been on a couple times. He knows the vibe of the show.
Do you feel like you need to say something to him in advance, or we could just, like, do it on the air?
It probably wouldn't hurt to give him a little heads up in advance. Otherwise, we might have a Sean McDonough situation.
What happened when McDonough was on? I actually don't remember.
You asked him to do a thing, and then he tried to make it really dry, and it didn't work too well. And we're like, all right. And you said to Sean, we're like, all right, we're going to get that in the open tomorrow. And then he literally texted me and said, please don't.
Yeah, well, and here's the thing. Like, I was lying.
We did.
Yes, I was lying. But Sean McDonough was, like, he told the stories about him and Kevin Harlan, like, growing up. Yeah. McDonough was
awesome. Oh, it was a great interview. Yeah, it was a great interview.
Oh, I'm sure glad you think so. So what are you going to say to Brian Anderson?
I'll just kind of, I'll let him know what we do and see if he's open to doing it.
Okay, I'll let him know what we do.
Maybe give the secret sauce.
I can send him I could send him the audio of like Harlan and Ian.
Bill's gonna send text. Everybody go, gonna let him know. So like, what are you gonna text him?
I don't know. I just don't plan these things. I'll text him. I'll say, hey, we've got an open. We use broadcasters. They have some fun with it. I can send him a couple examples. See if he's open to doing it.
Will you actually send him examples? Will you send him? Well, I mean, you're complicating it right now. You're like, I don't know what I would send. It seems pretty easy.
It seems pretty straightforward. Yeah.
So like, give us an. So I talk to text all the time because I'm like an 80-year-old, 42-year-old. If you were texting right now, talk to text. What are you sending Brian Anderson? I want you to do it right now.
It'd be something like, hey, B.A., Bill Zimmerman with
I think
Odyssey
I have his number. Hey, Siri, text Brian Anderson.
Hey, B.A., Bill Zimmerman here with You Better You Bet and Odyssey. Just want to remind you about the spot today.
Do you do that and Odyssey? Do you say that or no? I don't like that.
Oh yeah, I always mention Odyssey. You don't want me to mention Odyssey?
No, it's parent gross.
Company. It's our parents. They
sign
company.
Our checks.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay. All right, go on.
It was Sirius XM Mad Dog Radio before, Nick. Like, I give the parent company props here. You know,
B.A., Bill Zimmerman here from You Better You Bet in Odyssey. Okay, continue. Okay, continue.
Just wanted to remind you about the spot today at 4:40 Eastern. Also wanted to see if, and then... We've got an open we do at 5 o'clock Eastern every day that has some great broadcasters that have had some fun with the show. I wanted to see if you might be able to cut something like that on the air. I'll send you a couple examples. Please let me know.
Now, how well do you know Brian Anderson?
How well do I know him? I only, know him basically through the show. Like, I don't know him. I don't have like Ian Eagle. I know well before the show. Brian Anderson, I don't have a big relationship with. No.
What is your guess as to like BA? Can we call him that? He gets your text. Is there any way he's like, oh God, like these effers, man, leave me alone.
Does he go vanish mode?
I don't know. Is that what you're asking? He seems like he's into that. He seems like he'd have fun with it.
Okay. Femi, set a betting market and then people in the chat, AKA our crew, the swine. What's the betting market for Brian Anderson to do this tomorrow? Like, will he do it? Yes or no?
I will say yes, -130, no, +110.
Oh, I think the yes has to be higher than that.
You think it's higher than that?
Yeah, definitely.
What are you saying? -175, +145? Is that where you're at? Or is it starting with a two?
I think it might start with like a three.
A three?
Why wouldn't he do it?
I don't know. Maybe we get on to other stuff. Like, is this the first question? Is this the last question?
Are we getting on to other stuff? We could fart. Let me tell you something about this interview tomorrow with Brian Anderson. It's an industry secret for everybody. I could fart into the microphone for 13 minutes. And if he does like what we need him to do at the end and it's in the open, it's a great interview.
Great success. So you have it at, so what are you, -350? Is that where you're at?
Yeah, -250, let's say. Yeah.
Okay, -250. Okay, yeah, so it's 250.
It's much better odds that BA does this than the Dodgers win tonight. That's what you're saying. Because the Dodgers are what, -180?
Yeah, they're like -180, -175.
So that's a strong betting question. Whose dog is making all that noise?
It is not Willow or it's not Willow / Polanco. No.
What's your dog's name, Bill?
I have multiple dogs. We have Toby, Izzy, and Maisel.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is that Maisel?
Actually, I had to mute it. There was someone must have knocked on the door. There was a giant melee downstairs here just a moments ago.
A giant luckily, the audience, a male. Okay. Thank you, Bill. Addie,
you're
is
welcome,
with us,
Nick.
Our associate producer, Addie Bates. Addie, what did you think of Bill's proposed text message to Brian Anderson?
I thought it was a little funny. Hey, BA, we have an open.
That was like, yeah.
Would you like to be
open
on it?
We have
You Better You Bet at Odyssey BetMGM Network.
Yeah, it was rough. It was like, hey, Bill, this is what I want you to do, Bill. Eat, like, go to your LinkedIn page, print it out, eat it, and then vomit it onto your phone screen. Hey, this is Bill Zimmerman of BetMGM Network's Odyssey's You Better You Bet. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network, radio stations nationwide, twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network.
I'll just start saying, hey, this is Bill with YBYB, and we'll see where we get.
if you've ever listened to radio before, you may be familiar with this concept of an open. We have one. Just in case you were wondering. This, you know, just to alleviate your concerns, like there will be an open that starts the hour. Okay. Thank you very much.
You have some ingredients for the secret sauce, you know? That's what you got.
It's an okay taste. It's a little much, I think.
I trust him to come through.
Although
I set a -130 betting market, so maybe I don't.
I produce for a long time. Like, there's only so much you can do. Like, you make the request, and they either do it or they don't. And I know 100%. That. Won't stop me, though, from being an ass on the air.
And will it factor into Nick Costos' money market?
Okay, so Bill had kind of played himself out of winning Nick Costos' money earlier this week. Bill, what did you do? You did something this week that was like outrageous, right? What was it?
Yeah, my brain had a really old man moment where, you know, we have our chat and I try and direct things from time to time in the chat. And on Wednesday's show, not often enough is correct, yes. Yesterday's show at 6:40, I started giving you time cues as to when you needed to get Brad Evans out. And you're like, what are you talking about? We have plenty of time, because my old ass thought it was Thursday for a split second. And we needed to get to Femi's Island. And I was about to say, win Nick Costos' money and the prop king. So at that moment, I need to disqualify myself, because that was an epically stupid moment that, Nick, if you hadn't caught me, we would have been you would have been sitting there with 7 minutes at the end of this segment going, what are we doing now?
And the best part about that is, like, we neither of us had any hockey bets, and we had to fill the last 90 seconds of the show. Hey, Frozen Femi, so, what do you got? Nothing. It's hot as the sun here. Great. Here's a two minutes of dead air, everybody. See you tomorrow.
I'm flying on the island, man.
it's unbelievable. All right. Let's talk more about imaging that sucks. I'm over this. I'm over the thing stuff. We can play. This may be the last time.
I would like to play it.
Okay, so we're going to edit this, Femi. I'm going to produce it on the air. We have to make sure that we do the NLCS and then whatever else you want, but we have to do NLCS Game 3. Jake, take it away.
We've scanned the globe. We've searched near and far. We found the best of the best. And now You Better You Bet brings you things.
Yeah, You Better You Bet. Let's get to it. A lot of stuff to talk about in the world of sports from a betting standpoint. Jake, what do we have up first?
The main thing.
All right, we're a third of the way through the NFL season. How quickly have things flown by? Nick, who is going to be the one seed, and what's the best bet in the one seed market in the NFC? Packers are your favorites with the Buccaneers at both of them at +325. Lions +475, Rams +550, Eagles +650, Niners 9-1, Seahawks at 16-1, Falcons 22-1. What's the best bet for the one seed in the NFC?
I have to be honest. Like, okay. Bring the music down for a second, Jake, please. Mm-hmm. So, Addy wrote in the chat, Brad sounds like a crackhead. So,
at what point?
So, my office, this is the whole thing. There's a train station by my office, and not to imply that, like, all train stations, like, attract crackheads, but there's, like, a crackhead that's, like, around the area. It's like, she's right, like, that's what Brad sounds. It's like screaming into the void. We searched near and far. We found the best of the best. Like, he should be, like, take it, like, fingerprinted.
Like a no-fly list? How far are we going with this?
So if I had to bet the NFC and the AFC, I'd take the Packers in the NFC, only because they've beaten the Lions head-to-head already. And I take Green Bay, and I'll take Kansas City in the AFC, because I don't think the Chiefs might not lose another game the rest of the season.
Yeah, I mean, Kansas City at 6-1, I think, is interesting. New England at 10-1. Like, let's say, like, Buffalo beats KC. New England at 10-1 intrigues me. I'd actually go Detroit in the NFC. I think Detroit, if they can get healthy, they might go on a run here. Just got to get that secondary all shored up and Brian Branch, have him stop fighting people at the ends of games. Jake, what do we have up next?
The other thing.
Okay, the other thing. The Titans fired head coach Brian Callahan earlier this week on Monday after their 4-19 start.
You just like you just gloss over the fact that Brad sounds like he's like on drugs yelling.
Hey, we got to get to this NLCS, buddy.
we got to get to the NLCS. You just started by saying the Tennessee Titans fired Brian Callahan. Well,
that's why we're glossing over what Brad said. The other thing.
We got two things to do
in 2 minutes. There we go. Where are you putting your money in the next coach fired market? Mike McDaniel's the favorite at plus 200. Aaron Glenn plus 300. Zach Taylor plus 500. Dable plus 800. Stefanski 18-1. Canales 20-1. Gannon 30-1.
It has to be. It's Mike McDaniel, right?
Could it ever be Gannon?
I don't think so.
They've lost four straight.
The owner's really cheap.
I guess that's why they took his money, right? They fined him $100,000. That's the only reason why I wonder if it could ever be Gannon. They're going into a bye week. If this Packer game is bad, it'll be five straight losses heading into the bye week with no sign of improvement from last year. That's the one. If it's not McDaniel, I actually think Gannon should be the second choice. So from a betting standpoint, at 30-1, I would go with Gannon. Jake, what's the last one that we have here?
One more stinking thing. Hey!
Okay, we got the Dodgers and the Brewers at 6:08 Eastern over there in L.A. Chavez Ravine, L.A. with a 2-0 series lead. What's your best bet for tonight's Game 3 in the NLCS?
So I've said it before the series started. I'm not betting the series game by game, which I kind of regret because I love the Dodgers. I actually did bet some Dodgers to sweep. So I'm in on the Dodgers here, added a little bit more to the Dodgers. I have the Dodgers to win the pennant. I have them to win the series. I have them to win the World Series. My bet on every game moving forward that the Dodgers play in is on the Dodgers. So I'm not betting the game, but I also do have the Dodgers in the game, and I think the Dodgers are going to win.
Two bets for me. One of them is the over. I don't think Glasnow is going to do what Yamamoto and Snell did. So if the Dodger bullpen has to participate, that could be problematic. I think we see runs over 8 for me. And also, Shohei Ohtani, meet the moment, read the room, leave the yard. He has been in a slump since game one of the wild card series. I think he gets out of that in a big way and hits a homer tonight at plus 250.
All right, tease Joey Knish going up and take us to break.
All right, on the other side, we got Joey Knish talking NFL college football here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
There's a pickup by Dickey. Beautifully done. Terrence Carter Jr. waltzes in for a 21-yard touchdown, and the swarm continues.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Fox Sports 1, courtesy of the call. Last week on the show, in this very segment, our friend Joey Knish, baby, joined the show and gave out his best bet, Texas Tech minus 14. Who did they play? Kansas, against Kansas. On the same day, Nick Costos went on Fox Sports in Chicago and gave out Texas Tech minus 14 as his best bet of the week in college football. Who had the bet first and shared it with the other person? It's a question we may never get the answer to. Joining us right now live on the show to try and replicate his success from last week is our friend, professional sports bettor, and host of Hit the Books, which you can find on in podcast form. You can watch it on YouTube with our friend Joey Knish and the great Brad Powers as part of the Hammer Betting Network. We encourage everybody to check that out. On Twitter at JoeyKnish22, the massively entertaining Joey Knish. My friend, welcome back to the show. What's going on?
Gentlemen, tremendous football Thursday. And I guess great minds sometimes think alike in this business, baby. Picks up. Let's get another one this week.
I love it. And that, obviously, it goes without saying that Knish took that pick from me. I originated it. No, it's not true. It was Knish's pick. So, Knish, last week you gave us Texas Tech. What is the Joey Knish best bet for college football this week?
I don't even know what part of Chicago it is, but we're going to
Evanston.
Beautiful area. Beautiful area. Unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of tears in Evanston, Illinois this weekend. Don't want to be on the lake in Chicago when Purdue comes to town. Throw out the record books. Give me the Boilers plus 3 this weekend. Not going to need the points. You get 3 of them, you don't need any of them because they're going to win outright, baby. Love the way Purdue's been playing. Hey, didn't get the win last week. Absolutely outplayed Minnesota in every facet. Like the way that, honestly, if you you take a look at both of these teams' body of work, who they've played. I know Northwestern on a little bit of a high here. They beat UCLA before they fired the staff and went to the wonder kid Neuheisel, and UCLA turned into, you know, this juggernaut here the last 2 weeks. They beat Penn State right as Franklin's head's on the guillotine and about to get chopped down, and the team's quitting on him. It's been a very fortunate run here, and hey, you play the games on the schedule, you win them, but this week, Purdue comes to town. I think they're undervalued. I think they're very, very live in this game. And I think the Boilers win outright. A team that, if you're looking at me, of who's player to player, who's the quarterback do I want in this game? It's Ryan Brown. It's Purdue. And I think they go into Northwestern and win it this week.
All right. Absolutely love it. Going with the Boilermakers. Boiler up out there with Knish. You mentioned James Franklin and Penn State getting his head chopped. Well, it happened on Sunday as he got fired. Is this a dead cat bounce spot for the Nittany Lions on the road against Iowa where they're catching 3?
I got to tell you, normally, you know what? I think there's been some scenarios like Arkansas, Sam Pittman goes out, Petrino, you get the bump. They play very competitive versus Tennessee in that. I don't really, in this scenario, with the way this Penn State team had all the expectations and the lofty, you know, we're going to go the national champ. Combined with the fact that you lose your quarterback, Aller, out for the year. You got a guy in Grunsberry who I'm not a huge fan of the back. We'll see when he comes in. It's not like Drew Aller was lighting the world on fire, but I'm not a big fan of the backup they have there. this to me more feels like a spot that all the preseason expectations are now out the window. You're not going to the playoff. Your head coach isn't there anymore. Franklin was kind of a motivator, a rah-rah guy to begin with. Now he's out the door. I just don't see it. I don't see where the bump's coming from. Credit to the kids if they get up and do it. But to me, I think this is a Penn State team that I just don't know how you play on them until they show some sign of life. You can see some proof from the quarterback that he knows what he's doing. It would be an Iowa or nothing for me in this one, because I think Penn State's season's over, and I think a lot of those kids are looking elsewhere and know the season's over.
Yeah, not a great time in Happy Valley. As someone who bet them to win the national title back in August, probably one of the worst bets that I've ever placed. How about in the SEC, Kanish, Tennessee at Alabama? Bama's coming off the big win over Missouri. They're now laying 8.5 over at BetMGM against the Vols, their rivals, total 58.5. Any betting side total with Tennessee and Bama?
You know, this is what the spot screams Tennessee. A number of the players' injuries, though, kind of keeping me a little tentative here. Gun to my head, I'm still taking the points. I'd still take the Vols. Bama in an incredibly tough stretch of games week after week after week where they're playing like legit level competition. With that said, Tennessee, you know, they feasted early. If this game was 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, and you were telling me this line was a touchdown, I would be telling you, Tennessee game of the year. But with some of the injuries they got going on, they probably should have lost to Arkansas last week. Was not a great defensive performance. It's tough for me to get to the window now because I don't know if we're going to get the high-level performance that we saw out of this Tennessee team earlier in the year. Gun to my head, I think it's too many points, but it's one that just the spot of where it's at, I got to lay off of. But if I had to take it, I'd take the points. Otherwise, I don't feel great about where Tennessee's trending right now in terms of the season.
This is You Better You Bet, Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, hanging out with our old pal, Joey Kanish, professional sports bettor, part of the Hammer HQ, breaking down college football in the NFL. Kanish, in that same window in primetime, maybe the last time we get this game due to all the conference realignment and everything, USC Notre Dame, my guy Jaden Maiava with his Heisman hopes on the line in South Bend, where the Fighting Irish are 9.5-point favorites. Notre Dame's been getting bet all throughout this week. Do you agree with that movement, or are USC live to cover the number, maybe even pull off a big upset in South Bend in what is likely going to be a playoff game?
Well, I tell you, your boy Maiava really put it on the chin last week to the folks in Ann Arbor. Just an absolute domination by USC last week. I think that, you know what? Notre Dame, in the market, Notre Dame, like, people are betting Notre Dame week after week like it's going out of style here. I mean, they're getting steamed every single week in the market, multiple points. I got to tell you, though, this is one. If I see it, I know there's a couple tens out there. You probably got a shot, but I would even wait until, because the Notre Dame money and steam has been so constant week after week that if I can get a 10, I got to go with the Trojans. I loved what I saw last week off the bye. I loved the way Riley had the offense going up. And defensively, that's probably the most impressive part is, listen, nobody's going to mistake this for a great USC defense, but they showed at least a pulse last week, especially on the line of scrimmage versus Michigan, that I didn't see the week, against the last game with Illinois. A little bit healthier as well. Notre Dame, a couple of guys banged up, starting defensive tackle in that. At 10, it's a buy for me on USC. I do think Notre Dame, if you're telling me, like, if they win this game, I think they're running the table. They're going to the playoff, and they're a legitimate natty threat. But in this sample right here, this game, if I'm getting 10 points, give me the Trojans.
All right, Kanish, I want to hit you with two SEC games and get your thoughts. Georgia, 7.5 against Ole Miss, 54.5. A&M, 7.5 at Arkansas, 61.5. Any bets on either of these games in the SEC on Saturday?
Yeah, I'm going A&M. I think, this is a little bit of market catching up here on A&M being just an absolute wagon so far this year. I think they're a top three team in the country. I think they've got a chance to not only win the SEC, but make a run in the playoff. I mean, it's been years and years of disappointment in Aggie land where they've been spending the money for quite a while. Even before the NIL was a big thing, they were spending the oil money down there. Finally looks like they have the coach and the roster to make a real legit run at it this year. And again, Arkansas played better. You had the Petrino bump. You had the 1 week coming off a bye where they played very competitive versus Tennessee. I think you revert back to a little bit. It's still a very poor Arkansas defense. And it's still Arkansas offense, I think, going up against this A&M team. I just think they're going to be outgunned and outmatched. I laid it with Texas A&M. Just say after you got one great performance out of Arkansas, I think you see the Arkansas team more. We've been seeing all season, and this A&M team is truly elite. I laid it with the Aggies.
Kanish, you had an awesome read last week on Texas Tech, and they obviously crushed Kansas 42-17 and covered the spread. Red Raiders, 7.5 at Arizona State this week, 51.5 the total. We know that there's some quarterback stuff going on in that game. Any thoughts for you on Tech and Arizona State?
Yeah, all the market stuff says that now Sam Levitt's going to give it a go. I had heard last week it was a high ankle sprain, which is usually a couple-week injury at least. But it looks like early reports he's going to try and give it a go. The thing I will say is I don't think Sam Levitt, if he's not right with his legs, to me, all you got back there is then a below-average quarterback because he's not a pocket passer. He's not a guy who's going to deliver the ball efficiently. I'm going to wait on this one to see, mostly 7.5 out there now, see if we get the Levitt official and see if this you can catch a 7, you can catch a 7.5 on Texas Tech. I'm going to wait this one out now that we've seen the initial Levitt's in steam and see if I can get Texas Tech a little cheaper because, to me, they're head and shoulders above anybody else in that conference. I didn't even think they've played particularly well the last 2 weeks and covered both numbers by a decent margin. I'm getting a Texas Tech team that's way, way, way better than anybody in the Big 12, and Levitt at 60%, 70%, that's not somebody who I want to back. So give me Texas Tech here, but let's wait to see if you can get a 7, 6.5 on this one.
Kanish, I think now, heading into this week, is a really interesting time to have the conversation about like the teams that we think are the best. And I asked Brett McMurphy this question yesterday, and we've talked about it earlier this week. And just to quickly summarize, like my tiers in college football right now, Ohio State, draw a line, Bama, draw a line, and then you can put a bunch of different teams in tier three, right? Whether Miami, A&M, Indiana, a couple others. Do you see it that way? Like what are Joey Kanish's tiers right now at the top of college football?
I'm with you on Ohio State, then I'm drawing a line. I would actually have a couple of other teams in that, what I'll call tier two, where I'm throwing Miami
in there.
You mean
the second tier?
And I'm in the second tier.
I like you're like, in what I'll call tier two, like AKA like the tier after tier one. Like you were like you just like cured cancer just now. And what I'll call tier two. Thank you.
Tier two, and I'm throwing not only Miami, Notre Dame, but I'm going to throw Texas A&M in there too. I think you've got those four as kind of that next tier in college football of elite talent, both of you that are trending up over the season, looking better, body of work's getting better and better, and teams that I think will not only be in the college football playoff, but that tier two to me is teams who are a legit threat to win the national championship. And then the tier three, you've got more of the fringe, we'll call it Indiana, Texas Tech, teams that they're probably going to the playoff, but do I really think they can win the Natty? No. And we'll see where that lands, but I got to tell you, if Notre Dame wins this week, as we said during the game, I think they're running the table. I think they're going to the playoff, and I think then you've got them as a potential, like, real, real strong team to win the national championship because that defense now, it's been playing better. That was the problem early. C.J. Carr looks better and better. I think the Fighting Irish are a real threat to win the Natty this season.
Would you, ahead of this game, where they're like pretty big favorites, obviously, against USC, would you bet Notre Dame now, Kanish? Is that a bet that you've placed? Notre Dame 17-1 to win the Natty at BetMGM.
Yep, I've been in on it. I got a lead. Now, granted, I took a little bit a couple weeks ago, a little bit better. But to me, this is the last buying opportunity, right? Or because the rest of the schedule is pretty cake. They're going to be multiple score favorites in every single game down the stretch. If they win this one, I think it's almost, going to be odds on. They do run the table, and you're not telling me a 10-2. Again, this is a television product at the end of the day, the college football playoff. You are not telling me a 10-2 Notre Dame team is getting left out by this committee. I think they win tonight or the win on the weekend. And then you're just the opportunity to buy. The number is just going to go one way, right? It's out. And if they lose, you know what? Then they're probably out. But I think they beat USC, but don't cover. And they're going to run it the rest of the way.
Kanish, dealer's choice to end the segment. This can be another college football bet that you like this weekend that we haven't discussed or a random bet in the accounts. in 45 seconds.
You know what? We did a little double cross last week, Chiefs, my line against the Lions, and you know what? We're going to run it back. I might not even be able to go out in public in Detroit, you know, for this weekend here until we win a game. I took the Bucks again. Give me the plus 5.5. I don't. This Lions team is so beat up as in the secondary. The secondary sucks. The offensive line's also having some issues, and it's a Bucks team that I got to tell you. Man, the Baker's playing really well. I got took the points again this weekend. Lions win. Don't cover. Give me the Bucks at another Detroit double cross.
Just so you know, Tyler is disappointed that we didn't get either a tennis bet or like a Curacao El Salvador like World Cup qualifying first half total bet. So Tyler was expecting something a little more esoteric. But we love you, my friend. We appreciate it. At Joey Knish 22 on Twitter. Hit the Books is the college football betting show with Knish and Brad Powers. You can find it on YouTube and you can find it in podcast form. Good luck with the bets this weekend, my friend, and we will catch up with you next week.
Sounds good, fellas. Good luck this weekend.
Like Cam Neely, a.k.a. Seabass, said in Dumb and Dumber, make it two Boilermakers. Let's go, Purdue. On the other side, Zach Harper joins us, talking NBA.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Thunder have taken the NBA by storm for the first time. The NBA champion resides in Oklahoma City. The storybook season is complete.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
I have to be honest. Like, this is, it's October. When was the last month we heard Mike Breen's voice on this show with NBA highlights? Like, we are so back. The NBA back Tuesday night. Thunder and the Rockets, Warriors and the Lakers. We can't wait for basketball to be back in our lives. We're going to talk about it every day here on You Better You Bet, give you our bets every day here on You Better You Bet, and have the best NBA guests in the business joining us to break it down, like our friend, the great Zach Harper, Athletic, SiriusXM NBA Radio. I'm just going to say this here. If you are not watching the show right now on YouTube or Twitch, you are missing out on one of the great hair, fade, beard combinations that I've actually ever. I can't take my eyes off it. The beard is absolutely majestic. It's unbelievable. And you got to subscribe to The Bounce, which is Zach's newsletter through The Athletic. You get it in your inbox all the time, breaking down the NBA. Zach is entertaining. He's informative. Subscribe to The Bounce, Zach's NBA newsletter, facilitated by our friends at The Athletic and BetMGM, sponsor of both The Athletic and us, so we love that. On Twitter, at Talk Hoops. My friend, welcome back to the show. Happy basketball season.
Hey, man, happy basketball season to you guys, too. I got to say, it's like an hour ago I left the barber chair, so this is fresh. This is as fresh as it gets for me as I got home, hopped in the chair here, ready to go.
Are you, like, when it's done, I'm guessing the barber, like, does the thing with the mirror, and like, is what it looks.
Yeah.
Are you thinking to yourself, like, man, like, this is it. Nailed
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah, no, because my guy Sergio, he's the best, man. I've followed him literally all around L.A. He's in, like, his fourth spot in the last 4 years since I started going to him. So, I'm in the Valley. For people who don't know L.A., I'm in the Valley. I drive 35 minutes east to Eagle Rock, which is, like, it's like going to another city. It's like leaving states to go get a haircut, but that is how good this guy is. So, every time I'm like, he killed it.
I'm super anal retentive about my hair. I can very much appreciate that. All right. We will get nitty gritty in a second here. We will get micro, but let's do a little macro here. What is the storyline, Zach, that interests you the most heading into opening night on Tuesday in the NBA?
I mean, I hate parody. I'm interested to see if the Thunder can finally end parody. I think parody is for losers. I've said that for years. Like, I think if you're into parody, then like you're not into basketball. Basketball is about elitism. Like, the best people keep coming back and keep dominating. We did it with the Lakers and the Celtics. We did it with the Bulls, the Lakers and the Spurs and the Warriors. Like, we do this every time. And now, six different champions the last 6 years? No, thank you. I want to see if the Thunder can say, parody era is over. We run this thing now.
All right. That begs an obvious follow-up question, Zach, because, you know, we have a bunch of guests that come on our show that bet they love the Thunder and think that the Thunder are going to repeat. I tend to agree. Femi likes Denver a little bit, and I will say that I agree with Femi that if it's not the Thunder, I think it'll be the Nuggets. When it's all said and done, Zach, do you think it's going to be the Thunder going back-to-back? They're plus 240, but I mean, you can make the case that maybe that price should be shorter if OKC is what a lot of us think they can be this year. What do you think?
Yeah, and you've got to think that, you know, they now have that championship experience, so they have a better understanding of what this takes, and that stuff does matter. Granted, it hasn't mattered the last 6 years, but it does matter in general in NBA history. But I'm with Femi. Like, I like Denver here. Denver took them to seven games. That team wasn't good. That Denver team wasn't good. Like, that's how good Jokic is. Now they have swapped out Michael Porter Jr. for Cam Johnson, who I think is a better fit. They brought in an actual backup center in Jonas Valanciunas so they can give more than 8 minutes of terror rest to Jokic, where they're just living, like, just hoping, let's not get down 17 in these 8 minutes. Like, it's just terror for them. And now they bring in Tim Hardaway Jr., they bring back Bruce Brown. Like, this is a real nine-man rotation that if healthy, should be able to take down the Thunder. That doesn't mean the Thunder won't win, but I do think this is as good as it gets for a race in the West.
So if I gave you, which I wouldn't because I'm very cheap, but if I gave you $100 and said, bet the NBA champion at price, you'll take Denver plus 550 over Oklahoma City at plus 240. And could you make the case for any other team to potentially not like get to the finals or have a Cinderella run, but actually lift the Larry O'Brien?
Yeah, I mean, I would take that 550. Plus 550, that's a big number to me for how good Denver is and how good they were 2 years ago. They've replenished everything they needed to replenish since that title run, in, you know, with the frugality hitting them. I think if I was going to make a surprise bet in the West, I would go Minnesota. Like, I do think Minnesota is just dismissed. Like, they've made the conference finals the last 2 years. That's a big deal in this Western Conference. And I think if for some reason you end up getting a Denver-OKC second-round matchup and Denver wins, Minnesota was built. Now, they've obviously made the change with Cat to Randall a year ago, but Minnesota was built to take down Denver. Minnesota does have a lot of what Denver, you know, their kryptonite is in terms of size and versatility and stuff. So I could see that happening. I'm very interested in, like, the Knicks in the East. I know it's not an amazing price, but, you know, you can make the argument that whoever comes out of the West is going to go through such a gauntlet, they will be really at their edges there, and New York could take advantage.
You Better You Bet on a Thursday. Our guest, Zach Harper from The Athletic, SiriusXM NBA Radio, on Twitter at Talk Hoops. Subscribe to the newsletter, The Bounce. The link is in his Twitter profile, at Talk Hoops. I don't want to put words in your mouth, Zach. It sounds like you think my Knicks are going to win the Eastern. I think that. I really do. Yeah. And I've gone through a million reasons why. Like, I don't trust the Cavs. You can poke holes in every team in the East. I do think the Knicks are going to win the East. Do you think the Knicks will win the East this season, Zach?
They're my pick. I mean, look, Cleveland's really good, but they've been really good for 3 years. And every year, something has gone wrong. And it's always an excuse. But to me, they just haven't been ready for those primetime moments. So to me, that's a big deal. Orlando, yes, they look great with Desmond Bane and Tyus Jones. It's a little early. It's a little quick. You know, Detroit, I could see making a good run, not winning the East. And then, like, the dark horse there is Milwaukee. If they can make everything ugly and then Giannis is just a superhero, I could talk myself into that. At the same time, it's Doc Rivers coaching. That's where I talk myself out of it.
Zach, I know you didn't mention the Philadelphia 76ers, buddy. Joel Embiid might be back opening night. I'm seeing the reports already from Shams. Maybe, just maybe, this could be the year that Joel Embiid stays healthy. Also, I will not be buying that that stock whatsoever. How about the Lakers, though? LeBron James has sciatica. Doesn't sound like he's going to be back until mid-November. How high is the Lakers' ceiling this year, and what is looking like this transition year going from LeBron's team to now Luka Doncic's team?
Yeah, well, one, I also battled sciatica in my early 40s. So LeBron, welcome to hell. It's a terrible injury to go through. It really sucks. So I think he's a little bit better athlete than I am, in a little bit better shape. So he'll probably bounce back easier. The Lakers are interesting, but not interesting enough where I think they can make noise. Like DeAndre Ayton, yes, he is an upgrade at the big man position. When's the last time you trusted DeAndre Ayton to remain focused and consistent in the way they're going to need? So, you know, they have good players. If Marcus Smart is healthy, he helps them defensively. But you're still running a lineup out there that's got Ayton, Luka, and Austin Reeves defensively. I think that works in the regular season. I don't know how that works in the postseason. So if you want to make a bet that they're going to be like a top four team in the West, I could be talked into that. I still think they're not in that grouping, but I think they're definitely a top six team if healthy. But this transition to Luka's team, it's going to be awkward. There's going to be a point they lose 4 out of 5 games, and you start hearing all those whispers about what does LeBron want to do now? Does he want to stick it out this season? It's logistically really hard to move him, but that doesn't mean the distractions can't really, you know, hurt them throughout the course of a regular season.
Lakers 9-1 to win the Western Conference this year at BetMGM. So, Zach, this will be, I'm going to ask one question and it'll lead into another one after you answer it. Give us a team, could be either conference, that you think will exceed expectations this year, be better or a lot better than people think.
Oh, this may be way out there. I really like Portland. I love the way they played the second half of the season. Now, I don't know that they actually make the play-in tournament because the West is so crazy, but I do think the over on them is really easy for them to clear. I think this team can win 41 games pretty easily and be a 500 team. They need to be healthy. Already Scoot Henderson's out, so that's going to be tough, but you had Drew Holiday in the mix. If he's even half more healthy than he was last year, if he improves that, he's a really good addition to what they need. They just need health there, but Chauncey Billups figured something out defensively with them last year. They can take that identity. I do like them being someone that exceeds expectations pretty easily.
All right, so the Trailblazers to exceed. You know where I'm going next here. A team that you think, Zach, will fall short of, this is like what Einstein wrote about this, right? It's like the theory of relativity. Like, yeah. You ask exceed, now we have to say who falls short of expectations. Who is it and why?
Look, the additions this offseason are great. I understand why everyone's so high on them. I got to see the Hawks to believe it. It's the Hawks. Like, we've done this every year. They switch out some teammates. They switch out a coach. They switch out more teammates. You're relying on the Hawks to, one, be consistent, and two, for Kristaps Porzingis to be healthy. He hasn't really been healthy. Now, granted, last year was mostly a weird illness that he had, and it sounds like that's over, but he's still someone who can't stay on the court. Jalen Johnson missed a bunch of time last year, and everyone talks about, yeah, but they were so good when he was healthy. They were 3 games over 500. Like, that's with him on the court. It's not like they were gangbusters here, so the Hawks, I just don't trust them. I've never trusted the Hawks. They haven't been a serious team since they made the conference finals in 2021. I understand how everyone is buying the hype. I'm just not going to yet.
Atlanta win total 46.5. The Portland Trailblazers 34.5 at BetMGM. Zach, let's close with this. This can be a betting take or just something from the mind and the very well-coiffed beard of Zach Harper. Give us a sizzling hot take for this NBA season, something that you think will happen, a Zach Harper hot take on the NBA season.
Yang Hansen finishes second in Rookie of the Year voting. I think Yang Hansen is a monster. Yeah, he's a monster.
Who's the Chinese player that the Blazers drafted in the middle of the first round?
Yes, they call him the Chinese Jokic. I see the similarities. He's not Jokic, but I was so against that pick, and then I saw 30 seconds of him in summer league, and was like, oh, I was wrong. This guy's amazing. I think it'll take him a little bit of time to take that starting job just because they have more veteran players in front of him. That dude's a monster. You can't keep him off the court. He's so skilled. He has such a great understanding of spacing and timing and everything. Once he gets his feet wet in the NBA, I think he's going to take off and dominate at times for this Blazers team.
I'll tell you what, man. That's so fascinating, right? Because Klingon is more of like your old school center. And then how do you say his name? I'm going to screw it up.
Yang Hansen. I think that I'm pretty sure that's how you say it, but I'm also Yang an idiot. Hansen. So
but,
Yang Hansen.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I had to ask you, so I guess I'm the idiot. That's an interesting big man combo there. Zach, we appreciate you, man. It's your time of year, NBA season. Talk hoops on Twitter. Subscribe to The Bounce. The newsletter is part of The Athletic. Stay well. We'll talk to you soon.
Anytime. Thanks, guys.
I got to tell you, man. That felt good.
Yeah, NBA. I'm ready.
Hell ready. Yeah. Power Hour, Final Hour, coming up next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.